This is KUT. The U.S. Supreme Court handed the Democratic Party of Texas a win yesterday. Justices unanimously voted against a conservative legal challenge to how the state drew its state Senate districts. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that has the state also claiming victory.
At issue here was how state lawmakers drew up state Senate districts a few years ago. They did what pretty much the rest of the country has always done. They drew up political districts according to total population numbers from the Census Bureau. But plaintiffs in Evanwell v. Abbott, led by a conservative think tank here in Austin, argued that was unconstitutional. Instead, they say the state should have looked at the population of eligible voters to draw district boundaries, that is, excluding children, felons, and undocumented immigrants. UT Austin law professor Joseph Fishkin says the court was not on their side for this one.
The Supreme Court goes a pretty long way towards saying representation of non-voters matters. Children and other people who are not voting have an interest in the outcomes of who and which interests get represented, and it's important to count them.
And for Democrats here in Texas, this is a big deal. Texas Democratic Party Chairman Gilberto Hinojosa says he suspects this was all about partisan gain.
This is a great victory for Democrats all across America. It would have, I think, and a lot of scholars believe, and that had the Republican Party succeeded in this litigation, it would have made it mathematically impossible for Democrats to take back the U.S. House of Representatives for generations.
You know, Hossa says that's because if this ruling went the other way, it would have shifted political power from Democratic-leaning urban centers to more conservative rural areas. The scope of the Supreme Court ruling, which was unanimous, is pretty limited, though. It affirms that it's constitutional for states to use total population numbers during redistricting, but Fishkin points out the court didn't flat out say every other method is not.
And the question is whether departures from that in particular cases can be justified. And we'll have to see in future cases whether the court thinks they can or not.
That means this issue isn't settled, but at least for now, nothing changes in how the state will draw electoral maps. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement saying he's pleased the court sided with the state. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.